Moses delivered such an impressive sermon that all who heard it were deeply moved. Someone in the congregation asked, "O Messenger of God, is there another man on earth more learned than you?" Moses replied, "No, believing so, as God had given him power of miracles and honored him with the Torah." However, God revealed to Moses that no man could know all there is to know, nor would one messenger alone be the custodian of all knowledge. There would always be another who knew what others did not. Moses asked God, "Oh God, where is this man? I would like to meet him and learn from him." He also asked for a sign to this person's identity. God instructed him to take a live fish in a water-filled vessel. The point at which the fish disappears, he would find the man he sought. Moses set out on his journey accompanied by a young man who carried the vessel with the fish. They reached a place where two rivers met and decided to rest there. Instantly, Moses fell asleep. While he was asleep, his companion saw the fish wriggle out of the vessel into the river and swim away. However, he forgot to relate this incident to Moses. When he awoke, they continued their journey until they were exhausted and hungry. Moses asked for his morning meal. Only then did his companion recall that the fish they had brought with them had gotten away. Hearing this, Moses exclaimed, "This is exactly what we are seeking." They quickly retraced their steps to the place where the rivers met and where the fish had jumped out. There they found a man, his face partly covered with a hood. He was Khedr, the guide. Moses said to Khedr, "May I follow you so that you can teach me something of that knowledge, guidance, and true path which you have been taught by God?" Khedr said, "Verily, you will not be able to have patience with me. And how can you have patience about a thing which you know not?" Moses said, "If God will, you will find me patient, and I will not disobey you in aught." Khedr said, "Then if you follow me, ask me not about anything till I myself mention it to you." Thank you.